This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Jeff. So we saw the prospects of a global trade war really ramp up last week, you know, between the US and China. There was that sell-off last week in global equities. Granted, investors are back into the market earlier this week. So given these kind of movements, given these kinds of volatility, are you seeing any pockets of opportunities?
Good morning, Han. Well, talk about this, the trade tariffs and so forth. It wasn't overly a big surprise for the markets. Back in 2017, the US reported a $560 to $570 billion deficit, of which its deficit was China was approximately $370 to $380 billion. And when you look at the US's exports, it's $2.9 trillion of exports, less than $2.9 trillion of exports. Less than $200 billion was actually exports of consumer goods. So there is some structural changes that could be occurring, I guess, for the US export market. But nevertheless, for Singapore, Oxford Economics have identified our five biggest trading partners for now and for the foreseeable future as China, Hong Kong, Malaysia, and Indonesia before the US. Last year, it was a great year for trade-related sectors. And service exports is growing in Singapore. It's risen from something like 20% of our exports in 2008 up to around 30% of our total exports, according to HSBC Navigator Trade Report. And it's largely driven by financial and B2B sectors. Overall, the prospects are quite good for next year, according to this report. And largely that's because of the use of e-commerce and these service businesses entering new industries.
But still looking at the benchmark index, though, the Straits Times Index has had a pretty lackluster 2018 so far. So given these recent global developments, what's your near to medium term outlook for Singapore's stock market?
Well, it has been resilient in the year thus far. I mean, there's been a little bit of a pickup and recovery in the markets for the last two sessions. But when you look at Saturday morning, when we were at the crux of this recent downward wave, the STI had still generated a 1% gain for the year to date for the first 12 weeks of 2018. That compared to a 1% decline for the Hang Seng Index, a 5% decline for the All Ords and the Nikkei 225, a 6% decline for the Dow Jones, and overall a 2.5% decline for the MSCI Asia Pacific Index. And it also followed on from last year, when we were comparatively one of the strongest markets across the world. We generated 22% return for the STI in 2018. So, you know, as we noted, the services sector is it's a large part of our economy. It wasn't a hot part of the economy last year. That was more the trade-related, export-orientated sectors. But nonetheless, the financial services in particular have been particularly strong for the last 6 months or so. And you look at the banks, they've averaged around 6% total return in the year thus far, and that's backing up from 40% average returns last year.
Now, also looking at the Singaporean government, it's said to have an expansionary fiscal policy for the 2018 financial year, which I believe begins on April 1st. So could this be another positive catalyst for stocks down there?
Yeah, well, we are embarking on this expansionary budget. There's rising expenditure has to occur, and it's mostly has a healthcare and an infrastructure focus. We do have a rapidly aging population. Ministry of Finance has these numbers that show that in 2015, 1 in 8 Singaporeans were aged 65 and over. By 2030, it's going to be close to 1 in 4 Singaporeans are aged 65 and over. So we have quite a lot of expenditure to basically provide more caring facilities for the aging population. But we also, on the infrastructure front, have a lot of initiatives that do revolve around the housing framework, public transport. We have mega initiatives such as Changi Terminal 5, Tuas Mega Seaport, and a lot of train rail network expansions in addition to the North-South corridor. So there's a lot occurring. Construction activity has not been so hot in 2017, but our Building and Construction Authority do see construction demand up around $26 to $30 billion in this year, with about 60% of that related to public sector demand.
Now, that's for fiscal policy, but what about monetary policy then? Because you've got the Monetary Authority of Singapore expected to adopt a tightening stance. Which sectors are perhaps most exposed to the effects of a tighter monetary policy?
We have been adopting a neutral appreciating path for almost the last 2 years, since April 2016. The nominal exchange, effective exchange rate, as you say, the expectation is it will take a gradual appreciating path, something around 0.5% per annum, I think, is what the banks are currently forecasting as a consensus. And there is a trend, obviously, of global central banks taking a tightening bias. And I guess what has fueled this expectation is that last year we had very solid growth. We were, for an advanced economy, growing at 3.6% compared to the advanced economy average of 2.3%. Mm-hmm. It's quite significant. And we've also seen over the last 2-3 years, inflation gradually rising in Singapore. It's gone up from 0.5% in 2015 up to 0.9% in 2016 and 1.5% last year. So there's that gradual increase. Now, in terms of sectors, the motivation for the rising interest rates is more about synchronized growth than it is synchronized inflation. And therefore, it could potentially lead to higher prices and consumer inflation, the growth that we're seeing. And it means that businesses that basically have more pricing power or higher margins would obviously stand to benefit more. You got to remember, 2017 has seen the strongest global pace of expansion since 2010. Hence, there is there's a little bit of a trend going on in terms of the export orientated businesses. You expect some basing to occur with the high tech, the semiconductors, and precision engineering. In that they were so strong in 2017, you would expect basing effect to see some moderation in their growth. Mm. And as we said, there's a lot of opportunity in the services sector, and there's also a lot of opportunity with the requirements for global infrastructure in Singapore. Industrial machinery is our biggest goods export, and that's aligned with something like $26 trillion of potential infrastructure spend going over the next 15 years in Asia, which was quoted in our parliament just a couple of months ago.
Thank you very much for your time and your insights. That was Jeff Howie, market strategist with the Singapore Exchange.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.